We had heard so much about the stealth bomber, and it comes under the radar at night, you know, virtually invisible to ground defenses. So some years ago, we were shocked when we heard that one of those had been downed during NATO's bombing of Serbia. We saw the burning plane wreckage on Serb TV, and there was no mention of the pilot. Well, my wife and I stopped as soon as we heard the news. We prayed for the safety of that pilot, wherever he was. And as it turned out, our military launched an all-out search for him as soon as they learned his plane was down. In fact, their rescue tactics are so sophisticated, no one really told the whole story of how they went about it. But I was impressed, not to mention all the other pilots who were risking their lives every day over Serbia, at how they were committed to the rescue, whatever it took. Boy, you know, the pilot knew it. And they brought him out. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about rescue insurance. The good news is, you have someone committed to your rescue, whatever it takes. Human rescuers will do all they can to attempt a rescue. We see it on the news again and again. Your rescuer, well, he always accomplishes his rescues. Just ask David. Yeah, as he writes our word for today from the Word of God, he's hiding in a cave, knowing the king and his army are scouring the area looking for him. When they find him, they will kill him. Hiding in a cave, David, desperately needing a rescue, writes these powerful words in Psalm 34, beginning at verse 4. I sought the Lord, and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Okay, now an emotional rescue, while the situation is still very dangerous there, God rescues him from his fear, from his anxiety. It's pretty amazing. Verse 7, the angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and he delivers them. Verse 9, those who fear him lack nothing. Those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. Now that's a promise that God will rescue us from the need that may seem unmeetable. Now here's verse 18, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. So this heavenly rescuer shows up in the middle of our brokenness. Then there's Psalm 34:19. David sort of summarizes and says, a righteous man may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all. Notice, he doesn't say the righteous man doesn't have troubles. He does. But he also has an all-powerful deliverer. You can dare to fly your mission. You can dare to risk. You can find the strength to fight back. And you can find the strength to go on. Why? Because you know you have a rescuer who'll do whatever it takes to bring you out. No, not always in the time frame you want. Not always in the way you think he should. Sometimes he'll deliver you from the situation. Other times he'll deliver you from being defeated and controlled by the situation. Either way, you got a miracle. If you're down in enemy territory, there is no rescue beyond the power of your Savior. Whether the rescue you need is emotional, or medical, financial, reputational, relational, or even a rescue from your own mistakes, in one way or another, your Savior will pull you out. He promised. There's no need to run. There's no need to panic. There's no need to surrender. There's no need to be depressed. You have a Savior who is committed to rescuing those he loves. Maybe all you can see right now is a very dark night. Enemy troops nearby and no way out. But hang on. Your rescuer from heaven is on his way.
Thanks, Ron. Did you know A Word With You is available to be sent directly to your email box? Sign up is easy when you visit awordwithyou.com. That's awordwithyou.com. A Word With You is a feature of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries. Thanks for listening.